that, of course, was the brilliant Rory Gallagher with Going to My Hometown, which is off the Live in Europe album. Rory Gallagher was perhaps one of the most technically gifted guitarists that ever lived. Someone asked Jimi Hendrix once, what's it like to be the best guitarist in the world? And he replied, I don't know, you have to ask Rory Gallagher. Now, come on, imagine that, Jimi Hendrix saying that about you. That's godly. And before that, we heard Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Powderfinger, which is off the album Weld. That song is, like, probably my favourite Neil Young song, and I absolutely love Neil Young. I have, like, nearly every one of his albums. But just before Lynyrd Skynyrd had their plane crash and most of them died, he offered them the song so they could sing. But, you know, obviously the plane crash happened, and just feel bad. Imagine what it could have been like if Lynyrd Skynyrd did it as well. This has been Through the Barricade, and I've been your host, Johnny Philpott. So, till next time. I think coming up next is Barnburner, so enjoy that. See you later, folks.
Oh. Hello.
Maybe you finished.
Well, I guess that's all she wrote, I suppose. But we have the Illuminati branch of CITR with us talking about the heroics of Ron McLean this week, saving a man in Philadelphia from killing himself in a river. So that's pretty awesome. What else? Oh, also, we also found out that Hulk Hogan is actually playing the River Rock Casino with the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart. So that is also very, very impressive. I don't know why I never hear about these things. I guess they're in the Georgia Strait, but probably with Hogan's career now, it's kind of in small print.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't wait. If Roddy Piper, now that he's my man, yeah, you know, kind of crazy, always talking about biscuits and stuff. And apparently Roddy Piper got stabbed twice by, like, lunatic fans. So that's pretty hardcore, even in today's wrestling standards. Also, noted is that Roddy Piper actually his first wrestling career started off in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He's a Winnipeg, Manitoba kid. Everybody always says, obviously he wears a kilt and stuff. I think he was born in Glasgow, but his parents moved to Winnipeg, Manitoba at a really young age. Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy. And I know for a fact that my brother, being a little substantially older than I am, he's a 68 birthday, but he. He used to watch All-Star Wrestling, which I think was run out of Winnipeg. It was like the chief competitor to, like, Stampede Wrestling, remember, back in the day? So, here's to all those old, steely-eyed wrestling veterans that have paved the way for the TNA show that happens now, you know, on wrestling. It's not the same. I definitely would not let my kids watch wrestling the same way that that our parents let us watch wrestling. Because, I mean, there wasn't really a very big discrepancy between, you know, the Saturday morning cartoons and, I don't know, wrestling. Whether it was Stampede Wrestling or the WWF. And, you know, all the characters, you definitely knew who the good guys were. And you also knew who the bad guys were. And now, you just don't know who to root for anymore. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not really sure about this John Cena character. I don't know why I'm talking at liberty so much about wrestling, because I don't really watch it anymore. But it's a heck of a segue to Mudhoney, how's that? From their re-released album, Super Fuzz Big Muff, here is Touch Me, I'm Sick. What a kickoff to the barn burner, and a beautiful Friday it is. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Let's get her done.
Yeah!
That was the immortal Lee County Killers with The Train She Rides. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and it's so good when it hits your ears. It is The Barn Burner, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. I, for one, am pretty damn excited for this weekend and for the next week, actually. Early June is turning into one of those rock and roll heaven kind of events. Tomorrow I get to see ZZ Top at Thunderbird Stadium with my bud Luke Meat, our music director, and my buddy Gord, and my future father-in-law, Rick, and who's actually seen the little band from Texas a couple times, so he's old hat. ZZ are one of those legendary bands that always seem to kind of get away. I always miss them when they're in town. They're my great white whale. Motorhead used to be that, but I got to see them last year, and they were fantastic. And later in the week, I get to see Tom Petty at GM Place with my mom and my dad, and they're flying out for that one. So all in all, quite the legendary next couple of days. First on deck for The Burner is a band that already feels like a classic. I think they harken back to the Guess Who before Burton Cummings started sounding like a jazz man. Here's Saskatoon, Saskatchewan's very own Sheepdogs with I Don't Know on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All right, apparently something funny is happening right now with the computer. So let's try something else here. Pre-recorded show that was happening beforehand was kind of throwing me for a loop, so let's try this again. Let's see if the Sheepdogs will come out and play with us. Well, I guess not. Here's some more Immortal Lee County Killers.
Six. We'll be right back.
there's a double shot of the Immortal Lee County Killers, unintentionally. College radio. Hey, kids. It's always interesting. Let's see if we get to do the Sheepdogs now. There's been some kind of changes in the audio setup here that was not brought to my attention. So, yeah, let's try this one out. That sounds a little better. Now here are the Sheepdogs from Saskatoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy.
Song from Memphis. Saving up from last year and the year before. rained yesterday. Ain't got nothing for nobody. Six diamond rings on his hand. He had a $1 million funeral, but it's a shame, you know, nobody came. Well, black sheep left the world in a rough pine box. Everybody came around laughing and telling jokes. In Tennessee, I gotta play all my I'm Back in Tennessee songs. This one's called Tennessee by Mr. Carl Perkins.
keep on with the living, you'll soon enough be dead. You got the whole world spinning in your head, and you don't wanna give it up.
Don't give it up, don't give it up, don't give it up, don't give it up.
'Cause no one should be sorry, we're just another day. You can say your goodbye, but you won't ever go away.
Now we're rolling. Let's have some fun. That was Dr. Dog, whose new album was produced by Dan Auerbach and the Black Keys. That was a two-dog set. We had the Sheep Dogs with I Don't Know, and in between, we had another animal, a black sheep. That was the Raining Sounds live album from Goner Records, doing a cover of the Sam and the Sham staple, Black Sheep. Coming up next, we here at CITR, we finally have the new Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings album. Lord, they even have that at Chapters for 2 weeks before it came here. What the heck? What's with Daptone? Come on, you got to get your stuff out. She's brilliant. So let's listen to a little ditty from Sharon Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver after a couple false starts. But hey, let's get loose, you know? Can't always be perfect. You know, got to take a Picasso with your Rembrandt every once in a while. I have no idea what that means. Just something that I'm thinking up off the cuff. Anyways, without further ado, here is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on the Barn Burner.
Something told me inside that your love was untrue.
Open my eyes. Folk Music Festival, a dreamlike balance of urban and bucolic, friendly and far out, super fly and earthy. Pioneering musical godfathers and grandmothers, plus rebels, romantics, and revolutionaries of the current decade. July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you around the world. The Calgary Folk Music Festival. Visit calgaryfolkfest.com.
Oh, baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I get a little mad. But don't you know ain't nobody always an angel? When things go wrong, I might act bad. I'm just somebody whose intentions are good. Oh, I don't wanna be misunderstood. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. Sometimes it seems that all I gotta do is worry. Then you're bound to see my upside. I'm just somebody whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Now, if I seem edgy, I want you to know I never meant to take it out on you. But life has its problems, and I've sure had my share. And that's one thing I never meant to do, 'cause I love you so damn much. Oh, Daddy, don't you know I'm human? I've got thoughts like any other one, but sometimes I find myself long regretting. some stupid little thing I might have done. I'm just somebody whose intentions are good. I don't wanna be misunderstood. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I don't wanna be misunderstood. My daddy always said understanding is a thing. I don't wanna be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
That was Betty Levette from her new Interpretations album, The British Rock Songbook. So that was obviously The Animals, Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. And before that, we had another rhythm and blues diva. We had Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from the title track from I Learned the Hard Way. Go out and buy it, ladies and gentlemen. It's fantastic. All of Daptones releases are pretty friggin' awesome in my book. Yeah. So coming up, we've got a band off the Birdman label, The Ferocious Few. And our music director, Luke Meat, said that we haven't been getting a lot of Birdman stuff, and that's a shame because I really like that label. Home to such greats as the Spider Bags, at least in my eyes, and Modi Lemon and the Gree Gree, and bands of that ilk. So, here is The Furious Few on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Don't fall in love with the porcelain doll.
Leave me.
Yes. There's a mean little Memphis garage goner set. The OCs and Ty Segall, who is going to be playing at the Calgary Folk Festival, who I'm excited to see. He's a one-man wrecking crew. Yeah, I decided, you know, I had a little bit of a trippy way out start to the show, so we might as well get a little bit of noise and chaos happening while the getting's good. Vancouverites, if you still have a chance to get a pass and buy tickets, I thoroughly recommend that you go down or, you know, buy them on the internet or whatever and get some passes to Sled Island, because the lineup this year is stupid, stupid good. We have the likes of the Melvins, Big Business. We also have Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, and my personal favorite, Cheeseburger, the hardest rocking suspender band on the planet. Let's see, of note, we also have the Blacklips playing, No Means No, who's ridiculously far down on the lineup, which makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, but hey, you know, there's no accounting for taste. Coming up next, we've got a band called Kids on Fire, who are on the Transistor 66 label. Haven't heard them, generally like the good rock and roll coming off of that label. You know, sometimes it sounds a little bit stale, but every once in a while they sign a band like Misha and the Spanx or the Get Downs that, put out truly, truly good flamethrower rock and roll. I don't know what we're getting, you don't know what we're getting, but here's track 3 from the new Kids on Fire album. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM. Who is going to be go? Well, I am Bobby the Badger Ferris. If you ever want to get in touch with me and rap, just go to Bobby, you can get me at bobby@bobbyferris.com, or go to my web domain, which is www.bobbyferris.com. If you want to podcast The Barn Burner, CITR 101 or CITR.ca, or you can podcast from bobbyferris.com. Yeah, kids out there, this is Kids on Fire, and I will be staying with you a little bit later than planned because Cam, Tyler, and co. Are going to be a little bit late for Radio Zero. So, yeah, let's have at her. We'll be right back. Okay, there is a pair from Sonic Avenues. Girls with Pearls and Bleed Me Dry. And yeah, before that we had Kids on Fire. And we also had The Wigs from their In the Dark album with Someone's Daughter. Barn Burnerites, I've got some news for you. We are able to give away two more ZZ Top tickets. So give me a shout at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you must answer a skill testing question. And that skill testing question is...
I've got one.
Okay, wait a second. Our music director, Luke Mead, has got a question. He's gonna fire something up here.
Okay.
All right.
Why is Frank Beard the lamest member of ZZ Top? Real hint there.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. Why is Frank Beard the lamest member of ZZ Top? I will be taking callers as soon as I get to the MC5 with Shaken Street right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ow!
Good old banana, sweet soup too. They've been coming around, gives us something to do. The mamas all want them not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Streetlight Sam decided to make a trip. All the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's dip. He pulled into town and met skinny lady. He said, I come here, boy, I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip. I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Well, the kids on Shaking Street have never given in. Cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that they're bad, you know that they're bad. They take for the taking and they shake for the shaking. Ha! The shaking is complaining, they find it so shocking. All the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down. Do a little stomping with Sally Baker. Wants a shaker, shaker. Bobby Fiddler said it's gonna take you to Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street. Get down.
Congratulations to Joel Scott for winning those ZZ Top tickets. The answer, of course, was his beard or lack of one. Come on, Frank. What are you doing? You got to get it with the program. It's been 30 years and you haven't caught on to Dusty and Billy's theme yet. What do you do, though? Fuzzy guitars? I don't know. Maybe we'll see the hot rod tomorrow. You never know. Maybe we'll see those that keychain with, like, the double Z. I hope so. Hopefully they'll be throwing them out into the crowd. And if they bring their wives with them, hello, leopard skin Armageddon. And sorry to Rito for me not missing the preemptive phone call. But, you know, what do you do, man? Had to play the track first. Okay, the boys from Radio Zero are here. So, yeah, it's been a slice at the Barn Burner today. You know, it's been strikes and gutters, man, as the Big Lebowski likes to say. We're going to finish things off with Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs with some heavy, heavy early 70s stuff from down under. This is Mama on CITR 101.9 FM. You have been experiencing the Barn Burner.